Hi there, Scott Rockfile, back with another podcast review for you. Going to talk about the 2023 movie, the Super Mario Bros. Movie. Yeah, I had to slip in the 2023 in there. I didn't want you to think I was reviewing that 90s movie, which I hope to never see again. It was pretty terrible. Like Bob Hoskins and John Leguizamo, though, but you know. So when Super Mario's was coming out in the previews and everything, I was like, yeah, it looks good. I mean, I grew up playing Mario. I've had Mario in my life for like 30 years, so I was kind of excited about it, but I didn't go to the theater to see it. And then it came out on Blu-ray, and it had this decent steelbook design, but Best Buy wanted like almost $40 for it. Then they sold out of it, and you couldn't get it. And then all of a sudden, the other day, I was walking around Walmart, and boom, Walmart now has the Best Buy exclusive 4K steelbook, and they had it for a lot less than Best Buy had it for. So I picked it up, because I've always wanted to see it. And it turned out that Sunday was Mario Day, so why not watch it on Mario Day? So there you go. It helped me skip the Oscars, and then when it was over, I could see who won the Oscars and didn't have to watch the broadcast. But anyway, I sat down and watched it with absolutely no pre-anything. I think I read reviews when it came out, a couple of them. Most of the reviews were good that I read. There were some negative ones, which I thought was kind of strange. But then it went on to gross $1.3 billion, $1.36, I believe. Broke all sorts of box office records. It's the biggest video game adaptation of all time. So I figured I would see it eventually. You know, I wait for like maybe the 4K to go on sale and I'd pick it up or whatever, or see it on streaming service. I just wasn't that, even though it made all that money, right? So like I said, I was walking through Walmart, found this, and I'd always wanted the steelbook. So I grabbed the steelbook. Now the movie was budgeted at $100 million, which is a lot these days for an animated movie, especially. But for it to gross $1.36 billion, yeah, we're getting a sequel in 2026. I think it was supposed to be for 2025, but it's been pushed back to 2026. And I'm stoked about it because we're going to get Yoshi, but I'm getting ahead of myself. I sat down to watch this movie not expecting a whole lot. I know Illumination did it. I love the Despicable Me movies. I love Minions. But, you know, this was an adaptation of something we've been waiting all my life for any kind of Nintendo adaptation, a Link movie, a Zelda movie, you know, whatever. And I really enjoyed it. The movie started, and I started laughing at things, funny things. There was a lot that, had I not played Mario, I probably wouldn't have gotten. But there was also a lot of things that were just funny. The camaraderie between Mario and Luigi, which is Chris Pratt and Charlie Day, they were fantastic. I wish they were together more in the film. Anya Taylor-Joy as the princess, Jack Black as Bowser, Keegan-Michael Key, Seth Rogen as Donkey Kong. I mean, for a long time, it took me a while to put the voices with the characters, I mean the actors, because they were so much like the characters. Now, there were a lot of people talking about Chris Pratt as Mario, but if he had to do the Italian accent through the entire movie, maybe you would have been right to be worried about it. But they cut a commercial with that, and that's how they explain it in the film, why, hey, Mario! By the way, the original voice of Mario does have a role in the film playing Luigi and Mario's dad. And he gets to do a lot of the voice stuff there, that which is very cool. There were so many nods to the games. There were so many nods to Nintendo and video games and Mario stuff and all the different variations of Mario and how they worked the games into the movies. Everything from Mario Kart to just side-scrolling stuff to Donkey Kong. I just thought it was all really creatively done. I did see a few reviews that people were complaining that it's a little light, it's plotted lightly or whatever. You know what? I love the fact that it wasn't serious, that there was no, let's stop down for some heavy dramatic moments. Now, I will say that Pixar movies are the best animated movies out there these days, but sometimes I don't want to watch a Pixar movie because I know it's going to be emotionally draining. Even some of their lighter stuff, pretty emotionally draining. They're tackling some big issues in the latest Pixar movies and stuff. Sometimes I just want to see an animated movie that's fun, that moves by quickly. It's a 90-minute movie. You know, it tells an interesting story. The animation is off the hook. It's incredible. It's a good-looking 4K, Dolby Vision HDR, amazing colors, especially like on the Rainbow Bridge or the Rainbow Track when they're doing the kart races and stuff. And the surround sound, the Dolby Atmos, is incredible. Again, if you have never played a Mario game, you won't get as much out of this movie, but it is a highly entertaining movie for kids and adults. If you have ever played a Mario in any Mario game, then you will get 100 times more out of this film. It's really well done. Like I said, I may have had some things holding me back from wanting to see it, voices or certain actors or whatever, but sitting down to watch it on Mario Day with no preconceptions and just enjoying it, I enjoyed it and I wanted it to continue. I wanted a sequel. When it was over, I wanted more. I thought they did a good job. I was even expecting Jack Black to kind of just be Jack Black as Bowser, but he wasn't. He was Bowser. And I thought all of the actors and voices did a good job playing those characters that we all know from the video games. Sure, they're a little different because they're these voices, but again, they're playing roles. That's what actors do. And I thought they all did a great job. I think the cast from top to bottom, I mean, there is a reason why this movie made $1.3 billion. It was well done. A lot of people enjoyed it. And to those critics who are looking for something more out of it, what do you want out of a Super Mario movie? It worked the games into it. It had a plot. It had decent people doing all the acting and the special effects and the animation and all that. What more did people want out of this movie? When it ended, I've got really no complaints. I don't want a more serious storyline in it. I don't want deeper characterizations. I wanted exactly what I got, a video game movie based on the Mario games that was entertaining and light and fluffy and over when it was over. And I didn't have to get, you know, emotionally brought down on, oh my God, the, you know, somebody's mom died or the brother died or what, you know. It was just fun. It was fun from beginning to end. That's what video games are. Video games are fun as well. Mario games are some of the funnest games ever made. So if the movie had gone the Pixar route and done something serious, I think it would have fallen on its face. Instead, watching this movie was like playing a Mario game. It was exciting. It was fun. It was fast. And it was highly entertaining. They did some very creative things with it. Could it have been better? I'm sure. And I'm sure the next one probably will be. But for this, we finally get a Nintendo adaptation, and it's good, and it makes a lot of money. Zero complaints. I'll watch it again at some point. Really enjoyed it. The Steelbook, minimal design. It's kind of black with Toad on the front. By the way, I really love Toad. I thought he was great. Keegan-Michael Key, didn't even recognize him at first. Anyway, I think they do a great job with all the characters. Again, if you are a Mario fan, you're going to find a thousand things in here to love. And if you're not a Mario fan, it's better than a lot of the more younger aimed animation from the last few years. I would say it's better than the last couple Minions movies, you know, as far as how it was put together and the storyline and everything. So Super Mario Bros. Movie, give it 2 thumbs up. Highly recommend it. If you're into these kind of movies or you're into those games, you have probably already seen it and I'm preaching to the choir, but I thought it was great. 2 thumbs up. Ready for the sequel in 2026. I'm Scott. I'm Rockfile. Don't wait till Mario Day to check out this movie. It's really good, and you can find it pretty much all over now, even at Walmart. Get some previously sold-out steelbooks that people were selling for a lot of money on eBay, and now they can't. Anyway, more podcasts are on the way. Have a spectacular day, and thank you for listening.